Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onale Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Nagaland to launch second edition of intensified IEC campaign from tomorrow to spread HIV awareness. BJP Nagaland launches Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with activities across state. Nagaland sees steep drop in HIV prevalence among injecting drug users, sexual transmission dominate new cases. And Wokha district to launch phase 2 of Clean Doyang mission amid debris pileup. Now the news in detail. Nagaland is set to launch the second edition of the intensified IEC campaign from tomorrow. This initiative is part of the two-month nationwide campaign under the aegis of the National AIDS Control Organization, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The launch coincides with International Youth Day, highlighting the focus on youth engagement and awareness. The campaign aims to reach a wide audience across villages and communities with crucial information related to the prevention and control of HIV and address stigma and discrimination associated with HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. Addressing media persons today in Kohima, Project Director of the Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, NSEX, Health and Family Welfare Department, Dr. Ahu Sekwase, informed that the campaign will be officially launched at the NBCC Convention Center, Kohima, at 11 a.m. He shared that a series of engaging activities have been planned in collaboration with various departments and organizations.
We have targeted altogether 520 villages, 376 schools, 110 colleges, and so forth. We will also be having some special activities. We will be staging about 100 folk performances with about 50 flash dancers. And precisely, our target is for about 5,200 door-to-door campaigns, household visits.
The launch day will also feature the release of the campaign theme song, HIV Lee, by the Tetseo sisters. Other activities include play and win games, meet and greet with influencers, HIV counseling and testing facilities, selfie points, interactive sessions with people living with HIV and members of the drug users community, and many more engaging initiatives. Dr. Sekose has appealed all stakeholders to extend your active support and cooperation in ensuring the success of the campaign. The Nagaland unit of Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, launched the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign today with several activities across the state. In Dimapur, the party held a special fellowship program with differently abled students at the Deaf Biblical Ministry. Speaking at the event, State BJP President Benjamin Yeptomi commended the resilience of the students, calling them living testimonies of faith in action. He also expressed gratitude to the parents, teachers, volunteers and staff for their dedication and urged collective efforts to build a more inclusive and compassionate community.
Let's continue to support one another, to build a community where every child can know and share the love of Jesus.
As part of the campaign, free medical camps were organized in district jails of the state, including in Kohima, Kifire and Wokha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-story flats for members of parliament at Baba Kharak Singh Mark in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, 21st century India is eager for development as it is sensitive to its responsibilities. He said, around 350 new MP houses have been built so far since 2014.
2014 से अब तक इन फ्लैट्स को मिलाकर करीब 350 सांसद आवास बनाए गए हैं यानी एक बार ये आवास बन गए तब जनता का भी पैसा बच रहा है साथ ही 21वीं सदी का भारत जितना विकसित होने के लिए अधीर है उतना ही संवेदनशील भी है.
Mr. Modi said MPs from different states will live together in these houses, which symbolizes the spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland has witnessed a steep decline in HIV prevalence among injecting drug users, IDUs, from a staggering 50% in the early 1990s to just 2.53% today. However, the battle against HIV is far from over, as sexual transmission now accounts for nearly 87% of new HIV cases in the state. This was shared by Project Director of the Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, NSEX, Health and Family Welfare Department, Dr. Ahu Sekuse today during a press briefing held in Kohima. Highlighting the evolving HIV scenario in the state, Dr. Sekuse said the HIV prevalence among IDUs has dropped significantly to 2.53% from 39% as recorded by the Indian Council of Medical Research in 1994.
The prevalence rate in our state stands at precisely 2.53. Now, in some states, such as Punjab, Assam, the maximum route of transmission is through the injecting drug community, IDU. But in our state, it's through the sexual route, unsafe sex. So, precisely, it's about 87% of transmission is through the sexual route. Whereas the transmission through the injecting drug use is limited, to something like 8.6%.
The project director added that despite positive indicators such as a nearly stable overall HIV prevalence rate from 1.39% in 2020 to 1.37% today, Nagaland still ranks second highest in the country for HIV prevalence behind Mizoram. Dr. Sekuse also emphasized that while more than 90% of Nagaland's population is aware of HIV transmission routes, this awareness has not been fully translated into safe sexual behavior, aligning with sustainable development goals, and under the guidance of the National AIDS Control Organization, the NSEX is actively working towards achieving the 395 strategy, a key global HIV control framework.
The 395s are the first 95 has to do with all HIV infected people in the society are to know their status. So that first 95 target are to be brought under ART treatment. And the third 95 goal is, having brought this 95 under treatment, the goal is for them to achieve the viral suppressed status, where the virus is no longer visible in their blood during investigation.
Reaffirming NSEC's commitment to these goals, the project director urged continued public cooperation to combat HIV in the state. The once picturesque Doyang Reservoir is now marred by plastic bottles, floating logs and garbage, raising concerns over its ecological health and the livelihoods connected to it. In view of this alarming accumulation of waste, Wokhat District will launch the second phase of the Clean Doyang Mission soon. Sharing concerns to Akashvani News Kohima, Deputy Commissioner Wokhat, Vineet Kumar, said he has taken serious note of the situation and added that the mission will be launched probably next week once weather conditions are favourable.
In view of the recent reports on the alarming accumulation of debris in the Doyang Reservoir, the district administration, along with various departments and agencies, is going to launch Clean Doyang Mission once weather condition becomes conducive, most probably by next week. The administration echoes the concern expressed regarding the heavy inflow of plastic bottles and other debris brought downstream during the ongoing monsoon season from upstream areas. The matter has also been highlighted to the state government, which is going to discuss on the sustainable and long-term measures to tackle and prevent recurrence of such environmental hazard. The public is urged to cooperate in safeguarding Doyang Reservoir by avoiding disposal of waste into water bodies and supporting ongoing environmental protection initiatives.
In sports, Mon and Newland have clinched their spots in the semi-finals of the 24th Dr. T. Ao Trophy Inter-District Football Championship. In the first quarter-final, Mon triumphed over Dimapur 3-1 with Amun, Manton and Manyem all scoring apiece. Meanwhile, Newland defeated Chumukedi Ma 1-0 after an own goal in the first half extra time sealed the deal. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall at many places in the northeast during the next 3 days. The showers will likely be accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning. The IMD predicted heavy rainfall is likely to continue over isolated areas in Nagaland and its neighbouring states till 15th of August. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland to launch second edition of intensified IEC campaign from tomorrow to spread HIV awareness. BJP Nagaland launches Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with activities across state. Nagaland sees steep drop in HIV prevalence among injecting drug users. Sexual transmission dominate new cases. And Wokhat District to launch phase 2 of Clean Doyang mission amid debris pileup. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.